Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
To begin with, let me tell you that not every storm, not every crisis, not every challenge or problem is bad for you. What I mean is that some situations we encounter, yes, they'll be difficult. They will be painful. But in the long run, that storm, it will be for your good. That crisis will work out for your good. That challenge will make you stronger. You see, someone will get sick, but recover in such a way that they can only acknowledge the hand of God, the miracle-working power of the blood of Jesus. Someone's plans will get disrupted, only to find that that disruption led them to a better destination. Someone's plans will get delayed, but that's perhaps God's way of saying, "Not yet. I have something better in store. I have a better time in mind." Every crisis in life is not bad for you. Sometimes God uses adversity. God places you in tough situations only for you to grow, for you to develop stronger faith, for you to mature. So the next time a problem presents itself, the next time you face a crisis, just stop for a moment and ask God, "What do you want me to learn from this? What do you want to develop within me?"
I love the story of Jesus walking on water to his disciples. It's a story that tells us what to do when it feels like you're going under. It's a story that we can use as a reference when we come face to face with a ravaging storm in our lives. The Bible says in Matthew 14, verse 22 to 27, "Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, 'It's a ghost.' And they cried out in fear. But immediately, Jesus."
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
"Spoke to them, saying, 'Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid.'" Before I go any further, I would like to stop and highlight the sequence of events here. Verse 24, the storm began because the Bible says, "For the wind was against them." Verse 26, when the disciples see Jesus, Note their reactions. The Bible says they were terrified, and they cried out in fear. Verse 27, Jesus responded saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Now, perhaps you've never experienced this, but I certainly have faced stormy situations in my life. And I can admit, I felt terrified, just like the disciples. At the sight of a storm, at the first sign of something that I'm unfamiliar with or uncertain about, I have been attacked by the spirit of fear, just like the disciples here. But saints, I believe the words that Jesus spoke to the disciples many years ago are still as relevant today as they were back then. We need to take heart, to be bold, and to have courage. We need not be afraid. The very thing that the disciples were afraid of, the very thing that filled them with fear, was their Savior. The Bible says, when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost." And they cried out in fear. They were afraid of the manner in which Jesus was coming to them. Now consider this. Could God be coming into your life through what appears to be a storm? Could the Lord be working in the storm, through the storm, and in the storm, so that he can get closer and closer to you? Could he be saying, the storm you think will destroy you is the very thing I will use to strengthen you, to uplift you, to bless you? Take heart, saints. Do not be afraid.
One of my favorite verses in the Bible is in Job 13, verse 15, where he says this about God: "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Even so, I will defend my own way before him." Think about what measure of faith, what measure of assurance you need to have to be able to say the words, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Those are fighting words. Those are strong words. No matter what comes, no matter what happens to me, I will trust in Jesus. I pray to have faith like Job, faith that stands in the face of total despair, total loss and destruction, but still say, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." How I desire to reach that level of maturity as a Christian. How I pray that when my season of testing comes, Lord, help me to plant my feet, to square my shoulders, roll up my sleeves, and boldly confess, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." I look at the story of Job as a unique example of faith under fire. Here was a wealthy and upright man who had everything going for him, but the devil entered the picture. He claimed that if Job's faith was placed under fire, he would curse God. But God allowed Job's faith to stand trial. The Lord allowed Job's faith to be tried under fire, so he lost his livestock, he lost his family, and he even lost his health, afflicting him with skin boils or sores. God allowed this to happen in order to test Job and to prove to Satan that Job was a good man, regardless of his circumstances. Job was understandably driven to a very dark place, and many of us can relate. We've been there. We've all been at that point where our faith is tried. We've all been to a place that has left us in some kind of distress. A place where you can feel as though this is completely rock bottom. And Job felt as if life had no meaning. He felt as though life was not worth living anymore. Even his friends judged and condemned him by implying that he was not a godly man and that he deserved what happened to him. Even his wife told him that he should just curse God and die. Talk about feeling truly alone. But I admire Job for ignoring those around him. I admire Job for taking the stance of saying, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Something many of us need to start practicing. Job didn't listen to the naysayers or the discouragers, nor did he take their advice. He remained strong in faith. Although he was feeling down in despair and depression, he remained strong in faith. Although he had so many questions for God, although he didn't fully understand why God had allowed all of this to happen to him, Job still feared the Lord. He still trusted in the Lord. Job still said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Now, will you have the same approach? Will you have the same stance as Job? Will you remain strong and firm in faith when your faith is under fire?
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, available in the U.S. For New York, 8778-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First Bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.